Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you? That good, huh?
Things are going great, and it's only getting better. Not.
Yeah, really. I know, you know, I think I don't know if it's just been the really sucky summer weather and just, it's just been very morose and depressing. Yeah, it's just been a suck year. I mean, I don't know, man. I hate to sound like a broken record.
When's doomsday coming?
Yeah, you know, and when I was doing a presentation back in, when the hell was that, July or August? Beginning of August, yeah. And I was down at the Clark Library, and when the Q&A session kicked in, this one gentleman asked me about the 2012 doomsday thing per the Mayan calendar. He's like, what do you think about that? And I was like, well, to be honest, I've never studied any of that, so I can't really give you an opinion way or the other. And he goes, well, you know, they said it's like doomsday, the end of the world, all this kind of stuff. And of course, you know, my thought bubble burst, because in my head I'm thinking, well, you know, we survived Bush. I'm sure we'll survive the Mayan calendar.
Bush and Cheney.
Yeah. And, of course, that bubble burst and it came out, and I didn't realize it till people were laughing, and I'm like, oh, crap, I said that. I didn't just think it, you know.
Okay, Homer.
Yeah, you know, shoot. But, yeah, so who knows?
Who cares?
Really. Remember the whole hype in 1999 about, you know, the Y2K issue and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, hey, I was out making $1,800 that night. You know?
Yeah, I got my friends good that night.
I figured
night,
if
so.
The world ended, I had a check for $1,800 in my
Not that
hand.
I could do with it.
Not
but...
that I could do with it, but hey, you know? Well, I made money, big deal.
I could have wiped my butt with it.
Yeah. I know. I remember Planet Janet saying, you know, I know it's kind of sad that you won't be, because you know how you're supposed to kiss the person at midnight, whoever you're with, and that kind of locks it in that you'll be with them for the whole coming year, some tradition or whatever. And she's like, well, we got our paychecks to kiss at midnight. Maybe we'll get more of them. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, you know. Anyway, I don't know if any of you are on America's Haunted Road Trip, but in case you haven't gotten the news, they are publishing a collection of great ghost stories and spooky photos in a book entitled Ghost Hunting USA 2009, made up of the best entries in their first ever writing and photo contest. If you've got a ghost story you think will scare the wits out of their readers, or a photo you've been dying to share, enter the contest. The deadline for all contest entries is October 1st, so you still got some time. So if you're planning on entering, make sure you get yours in the mail at least by September 21st, so then you don't really have too much time. To complete contest guidelines and entry forms, I mean the complete forms and guidelines are available for download on their website, which is americashauntedroadtrip.com, under the heading of Ghost Writing Contest tab. So give it a shot. Get your story published, but don't wait till the last minute because their deadline is final. So make sure if you're going to snail mail it in, you do that by September 21st, so they have it definitely by October 1st. But I think that's pretty cool, my publisher's doing that.
Yeah.
You know, sounds really nice and sounds fun. So I encourage you people to get in there, you know, especially from the NJGHS. Let's show them that, you know, what we're made of here.
Yeah, you can't give us a parish share, but you'll write a...
Fine. You know, seriously. I know. But, yeah, I don't. Maybe our prizes aren't as good. I don't even know what the prize is for this America's
Free book.
Oh, probably.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Oh, well, your name in print, though.
Whoopee.
Yeah. I know. How many of those have I done? And big schmeal. All right, let's do meeting announcements. North Jersey, you are coming up very soon on Tuesday, September 15th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room on the second floor of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, Prophets and Prophecies. That's prophet as in one who foretells the future, not as in a, you know, a prophet like monetary speaking.
Two P's.
Yeah. Team leader Dina Tirico will be on hand and leading that riveting discussion. The Central Jersey Division's meeting is coming up on October 7th. That's the first Wednesday of the month in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be there. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. However, you can acquire membership and sign up for it at the meeting. If you have any questionable photographs, recordings, video, bring it with you. We always have a share and scare segment, and we're happy to review your evidence and see if it's plausible as in terms of paranormal activity that you've captured. Anything else, Brian?
No, I think that's pretty good.
All right, we'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Halloween is coming fast, and so is the 2009 Phantom Con in Hickory, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. Phantom Con will be the only host of the 2009 Haunted Survivors Tour. Guests include Shannon Sylvia of Ghost Hunters International, Jeff Sylvia of Up for Discussion, Jan Pierce, Stephen LaChance, and Denise Jones of the Haunted Survivors Tour. Psychic medium to the stars, Lizzie Starr. Author and psychic, Katie Boyd. And psychic investigator, Jackie Carpenter. Also, Jason Gowan and Nathan Schoonover of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Tickets start at $20 for one day and $35 for the two-day event, October 16th and 17th. There will also be an evening ghost hunt and a special Sunday event, October 18th, both with limited seating. Discover more about the paranormal and the 2009 Phantom Con at www.phantomcon.com.
Hey, it's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to The Deadline. And we go over this every week, so I'm not going to waste more breath on it. Basically, you send in a Parashare, and if you want membership in the NJGHS, you'll get it, which is one Parashare. If you want a natal chart, which is your astrological blueprint, then you send in 10 Parashares, and you'll get that too. Okay? This next Parashare, we actually have one this week, believe it or not.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's a quickie. This is a gentleman who's a member of the organization who attended with his wife a cemetery hunt this past summer. And anyway, he said, "Hello, this is an EVP my wife and I caught at Union Cemetery in Independence, New Jersey. After Emily, his wife, says her name and hello, we can hear a voice respond with a greeting. This comes to us from Matt, so have a listen.
Thank you, Mom. Yeah, I didn't see any other lights.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Did you hear that? It actually answers her and says, hi. Play it again, Bri.
Thank you, Mom. Yeah, I didn't see any other lights.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Now that's discernible and audible. That's good. Thank you, Matt, for sending that in. Now, I understand, Brian, you had recently done some investigating and captured an EVP.
Yes, I did.
And tell us about this whole... set this up for me here.
Well, down in Fort Mifflin, which okay. I don't know why. I love that place down there.
I still haven't been.
It's just so comfortable to be there. Like I said, instead of Eastern State where it's 4 hours, make sure you're out of there at 2 a.m., you know, get out. It's all night. You know, they put out snacks and stuff for you for all night, and they cook you breakfast in the morning. I mean, and real bathrooms. Come on.
Yeah, now that's a plus. That is a plus.
I mean, real running water, everything, yeah. You know, a real toilet to sit on. And
yeah.
But we were up in Elizabeth's room. I was there for a sleep with the ghosts. Elizabeth was the wife of one of the officers there. This is the room where John Zaffis actually said he got an EVP, and I thought they said he was kind of scared about it, or what he heard, or he heard something, I think, with his own ears. The story goes that her child died of scarlet fever or something like that. She was so distraught that she hung herself right outside because it was on the second floor. Been a lot of EVPs. I mean, people have said they've heard a lot of stuff in there, and I was in there with another group, the Norristown, PA Paranormal Investigators. One of the investigators said, you know, is there anybody in here with us? And I caught what was like either a woman or a little girl, it sounds to me, saying yes after she asked that. I mean, I listened to it, I let you listen to it, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to come up well on this, but if anyone wants it, you know, I'll send the EVP to them. We didn't hear anything while we were there. This is actually one of the few times, actually, I think it was probably my first time I've ever actually been on an investigation with a psychic.
Oh, really?
One of the investigators there is a psychic, and, I mean, if he's faking it, he does it very well, because I was believing. I mean, because he doesn't just go like, yeah, I see something here. Or, you know, he actually, when you're asking questions, he will give their answer.
What do you mean?
Like, we were in, I think, Casemate 1. He says, I see someone standing there with a, I believe he said a British uniform, but he says it's gray in color. And one of the other investigators was like, oh, well, you know what? Well, what's your name? And he'd stand there for a second. He said, you know, he'd say, oh, it's Jim or James. He'd almost be answering for them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if it was fake. But
that is fake. I could have guessed that.
Right.
And, I mean, unless he came out with a full name, rank, and serial number, something verifiable.
It was British, but, I mean, he said that, you know, he wants that. This person wants us to, you know, get a hold of his family, and he gave an address in Britain. In I don't know if it was London or, but in England. Now I don't know if they've done anything with that to go search for it. But he did give a name of who to write the letter to, which was interesting.
Yeah, to me, that's, psychics are kind of useless unless that is it's something we can verify, you know, and.
But he did.
That'd be interesting.
When we were in Elizabeth's room, though, he did say there's a back room area which has a little fireplace in the room, and he before we got that, before she asked that, he said I see a little girl standing in that room, looking out at us, and that's when she asked that, you know, is there anybody here with us? And that's where I caught the EVP.
Okay.
Like I said, do I know if he's full of it? I can't say. I mean, I'm not a psychic. I don't know what he sees or feels, but like I said, if he was faking it, I was completely believing it.
Yeah, I thought you meant you were believing it because he would say Jim, and then when you played back your recording, you heard the voice of the ghost answer James or something. I was like, well, then that would be pretty cool, but...
Well, I didn't get anything on mine, but I don't know if they did or not. They told me they did have a lot of EVPs from there, so I don't know. Maybe.
Now, so your EVP was captured up in this Elizabeth's room?
Yes. And then I said they told me about a couple other things that were going on there, which was interesting. And I did see my first shadow person.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't have my camera on me at that time. We were standing in the middle of the courtyard. It was about 5:30 in the morning. The sun had just started to come up, and I looked towards the front gate, and they have a pretty heavy doors there, and it's pretty dark because there's a shadow, and I saw someone kind of leaning up against the door, and I'm like trying to, I've been up all night, so my eyes are,
so you don't know.
So I'm just kind of like trying to focus, and I kind of start walking to the left to get a better view, and all of a sudden it took off.
Really? Like floated off or ran off?
It looked like running off, but it was just so quick that it ran off, but I went down there, didn't see anybody.
Wow.
So unless they ran all the way around the fort.
Jeez.
But hey, it was first things I've ever really caught.
So where's your EVP?
What's that?
Where's your EVP?
Where is it?
Yeah, are you going to play it?
Well, no, because like I said, you and I listen to it, and it's very hard to hear even when I increase the sound. So if I play it here, it's not going to
not going to
come out. Huh. So, but like I said, if anyone wants it, I'll send it to them. I'll email it to them.
Well, that'll work. They can email Brian.
At brian@njghs.net.
Yeah, brian@njghs.net. Brian McCauley is brian@njghs.net.
It should be Mick.
Let's not start that again. All right, well, that sounds good. Thank you so much for that, Brian. And thank you, Matt, for sending in your EVP. And we're going to take a quick break and come right back.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. This is the part of the show where we ask a question and you email in the correct answer and you win a t-shirt. It's pretty easy, okay? Last week's question, what famous Massachusetts restaurant has had the generous tipping ghost who would tip bartenders $10 bills mysteriously and they would show up in their tip jars? And the answer is a very famously haunted place. It's been on every freaking documentary about haunted places and every freaking ghost book. John Stone's Inn in Ashland, Massachusetts. Okay? Okay. This week's Haunted Trivia asks about the fifth floor of this haunted Capitol building. Many workers have asked over the years to be transferred off the floor after having a run-in with George. No one knows why the spirit was given that name, but those who have met George say he turns the doorknobs, rattles keys, and his mumbling can be heard at various times. A Halloween seance was conducted here on local television in 1981. What city and state is this Capitol building located? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win a t-shirt.
Yay.
There you go. All right. We're going to start wrapping it up here. I want to remind everybody to sign up for our Yahoo group. It's a free thing on our homepage, Yahoo Groups. That way you get the latest and greatest information on the NJGHS blasted right into your email inbox. And don't forget to be a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. Simply go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. The link is also on the homepage of njghs.net. And that way you get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Anything else?
Nope, I think we're good to go.
All righty. Thank you, Brian Sant, NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
As always, thank you, team leaders, Dina Chirico and Brian McCauley. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.